Time now for our weekly social media roundup. There's a bumper sticker in Texas, a picture of the Treasury Secretary and his wife looking like James Bond villains, and the film Get Out is getting a Golden Globe category it doesn't want. Femi Okeh is host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. She joins us from Washington. Hi, Femi.
Hi there, Robbie.
Let's first go to Texas, where the Republican Fort Bend County Sheriff Troy Nels posted a picture on his personal Facebook of this truck bumper sticker that pretty much says, expletive Trump and expletive people who voted for Trump. Now, the sheriff said on his Facebook he was looking for the owner because the county would consider charging the truck owner with disorderly conduct, but maybe we could come to an agreement. Then the Facebook post was removed. The office said because of hateful responses to it, but also the driver had been found. Meanwhile, the ACLU pointed out a Supreme Court decision that allows for that kind of language. So what are people saying?
All right. Let me just do the build up here for you, Robin, because this is what the sheriff saw, and he was not very happy. Big white truck, on the middle of the white truck, F-bomb Trump.
Okay.
And F-bomb you for voting for him. He was very upset about this. Now, he posted this on his Facebook page to get some ideas from his constituents. What should we do about this? What are our options? One commentator says, now, if the owner turns his or herself in and then faces charges, please tell me where I can contribute to the legal fund, because these would be politically motivated charges.
We should say the county's point was that you could cause a disturbance if somebody got angry at it and you provoked something. But Karen Fonseca, who's the owner, you know, says, you know, people are actually thanking us for it and we're not going to remove it.
Well, she was getting mixed responses and the police have been pulling her over numerous times and they weren't able to find a way to charge her just on the bumper sticker alone. Now, you did say that the sheriff took the post down, but not before the ACLU had screen grabbed it. And their comment as they reshared the post was this: no, Sheriff Troy, you can't prosecute speech just because it contains words that you don't like. The owner of this truck should contact the ACLU of Texas. The owner of the truck was found. She used to work at the county jail. And she was actually arrested this week, but on an outstanding warrant, not too due to her taste on bumper stickers.
Okay, well, there's that. Look, we want to take a look at that picture of Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and his wife, Louise Linton.
Oh, that's a good one.
Where they're posing with a sheet of money because it's the first that features his signature. But we remember when she posted the Instagram pictures of them, you know, getting off a government plane and all the government designer, and rather all the designer brands she had on. In this picture, she's wearing some sort of black leather thing. What are people saying?
All right. So in the interest of gender parity, the Treasury Secretary is wearing a dark blue suit, glasses and a red tie. And his wife is wearing a beautiful black outfit, very tightly cinched at the waist with long armed leather gloves. And in the picture that people are sharing, the Treasury Secretary is holding a huge sheet of money. And here are some of the comments. Andy Richter says on Twitter, picking out wallpaper for the cognac swirling room. David Korn from DC, true love. But I love what Brian Reese says. Brian Reese says, I know everybody is having fun piling on Mnuchin over the dollar photograph, but if your signature was suddenly on a bunch of money, I bet you'd take the same shot.
Look, right. You know, people can wear whatever they want. You hesitate to do that. But it does look, somebody said she's about to use that money to buy 101 Dalmatians. It just kind of is an odd thing.
You see the leather gloves and you think, bah, ha, 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 ha.
Jordan Peele's horror satire film, Get Out, was nominated for a Golden Globe, but it's in the best comedy musical category. He's tweeted out, look, it's practically a documentary. What are people saying?
All right. And some people might take you up on, Robin, the idea that it's even a satire. And they were saying this is a drama film. It's a dramatic film. It's a horror film. Little Rel Howery, who's actually in the movie, says, can I be honest? This is weird to me, says this on Twitter. There is nothing funny about racism. Was it that unrealistic? Now, Francesca Ramsey actually gets it. You may have seen Francesca's work on various comedy shows. And she says, I see lots of people suggesting that the Globes are being shady with this nomination, but they really aren't. It was a strategic move for Get Out. Now, there is less of a competition in comedy and musicals, and previous contenders have been The Martian in the Golden Globes comedy section, and also The Tourist, which was funny, but I don't think it was meant to be funny.
No. And by the way, if you haven't seen Get Out...
so good.
Yeah, I'm hoping this brings more people to seeing it. It's just terrific.
Super yeah, scary, but more of a thriller rather than people being hacked up.
Like, guess who's coming to dinner with monsters? Femi Okeh, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Thank you.
You're welcome.